Since 2022, Bloomington Early Music has presented its annual festival with a mission to explore underrepresented groups in musical culture and a theme. 2 years ago, it was celebrating women in early music, then Arabia, Iberia, and Latin America. This year, the festival is called Early Music in Exile.
Exile is quite interesting because the performers have been very creative about the way they think about exile. Sometimes exile can be a literal exile, that you've been forcibly removed from a homeland, for instance. And so you might hear musicians who are escaping persecution of some sort, or you know, fleeing revolution. For instance, some like French Baroque musicians who fled France after the revolution, or even some musicians who left Haiti, which is kind of interesting when we think about Haiti being a site of revolution. But of course, significantly, the Haitian Revolution really, had this sort of a sense of exile.
That's Dr. Carol Ann Buff. She teaches choral conducting at Indiana University and is also an acclaimed performer and researcher in medieval and Renaissance music.
I'm on the board of the Bloomington Early Music Festival, but I'm also a longtime supporter. I performed on the festival many, many years ago, and I'm also involved in the programming committee for the festival as well.
I spoke with Dr. Buff about some of the ensembles that would be performing at this year's festival. From Scotland to Afghanistan, the sheer variety of cultures represented is both surprising and exciting.
I was really pleased to see that we're going to have a performance of kind of like Scottish, Irish music that ends up in North America, for instance, like music, traditional music of Nova Scotia, for instance.
Yeah.
And that to me seems like a really fun idea of like, what does it mean to leave your homeland and what you bring with you? And that kind of ties in also to some other elements that we're going to see in our showcase performance. So we're going to have a local showcase performance, so little snippets from various people from our community who are going to come and perform. And we have a group of current exiles from Afghanistan who are a family of musicians, and they're going to perform some Afghani music for us in that showcase. And that's really exciting to have them here as part of a demonstration that, like, this is kind of an ongoing feature that we do bring our music and culture with us from wherever we have left. We're going to have a premiere performance in the United States by a Spanish ensemble called Cantaria. That's going to be the closing night of the festival, and we're really looking forward to having them here. They're a phenomenal vocal ensemble and performing music of 16th, 17th century Spain.
The festival will also host educational workshops and activities, including the return of a popular favorite, Sword Fighting on the High Seas, and a new presentation that is particularly enticing.
A history of chocolate, which is about the discovery of chocolate in the so-called New World in the Western Hemisphere, and how that has its own history of change as it's transformed by European colonizers and settlers. And so we'll get a chance to taste some traditional hot chocolate making, as well as probably some more modern versions of that as well. And it all feels like it's kind of one of the same cloth, right? Historical music, but also kind of thinking about other ways that we have histories that transform culture around us, food or acting or sword fighting. I guess we don't do any sword fighting today, but.
Is there anything else that you want to share about this year's festival?
Well, I have to say I'm really excited that we always get to perform, prepare this for everyone. All of our events are for free. And so with the exception, I think, of the tavern hopping, because liquor, it costs a little bit more, but everything else is for free. So people should definitely take advantage of this. Come to our concerts. Come see our art exhibition by people from Indianapolis who are recent immigrants from Afghanistan and from Central Africa. The children made some amazing artworks that will be on display. Come to sword fighting, all for free, offered by Bloomington Early Music Festival.
The Bloomington Early Music Festival presents Early Music in Exile, Sunday, May 19th through the 25th. You can see a full performance schedule at blemf.org. For WFIU Arts, I'm Christopher Burris.